Okay, today's daf is Megillah Daf Yutes. We are on Yud Ches Amud Beis as we continue here in the second parak of Megillah relating to various halachos of Kriyas HaMegillah in terms of how much one has to read and where does one have to read from. We'll get to today. And we just were talking about towards the bottom of Yud Ches Amud Beis the halacha of Kriya, and not only Kriya, but Ha'ataka Min Haksav, that one has to copy a Sefer Kodesh from another Sefer Kodesh. What about Rabbi Meir? What about other Amoraim? So we said, well, if they know it by heart already, so then it might be different, as we will see. But Lechad Chila, it for sure exists. Shas Atchak Shaini, we said. Four lines from the bottom, finishing up that sugya. Abaya Shara L'Debei Bar Chavu, or by Havu L'Mechtat Tefillin and Mezuzas, Shalom and Aksav. Abaya allowed them to write Tefillin and Mezuzas, not from a previous text. Kiman Kiyaitana, who is that like? A different opinion. The Tanya Rabbi Yirmiya Omer, Mishum Rabbeinu, Tefillin U'Mezuzas, Nechtava Shalom and Aksav. He holds that Tefillin and Mezuzas do not need this. They can be written Shalom and Aksav, Ve'ein Sricha Sirtut, and they do not require Sirtut, as we discussed a couple of days ago. They don't need the scoring, the marking. The Hilchasa, but obviously Sefer Torah is not on that list. That's why the Machlokes, as we saw a couple of days ago, Rashi, Tosfos, and others, in terms of what about Sefer Torah requiring Sirtut? What did it mean that we said before of Amita Shal Torah? Was that just Mezuzah, or was that Sefer Torah as well? The Hilchasa, Tefillin, ain't Sricha Sirtut, Mezuzah Sricha Sirtut. And the halacha is that Tefillin does not require Sirtut, while Mezuzah does require Sirtut. Interesting, Chiluk, that one has to think about is tefillin, we assume, has higher kedusha. Tefillin has dalet parshiyos, and mezuzah only has two of those parshiyos. And yet, mezuzah requires sirtut. It must be different. Idi v'idi nechtava shalom anaksav, both of them can be written shalom anaksav. You do not require another pair of tefillin or mezuzah to be there. My time, why are you allowed to do the shalom anaksav? Migras gerisin, because Migras Gerisa, what does that mean? Shiguros Befia Kol, Rashi says. Everybody knows it. Everybody knows Shema Vayim Shema Akadish Vayikiviacha. And therefore, if it's common, then we don't think that mistakes are going to be made. And again, the Tosfos and the Rambam that we mentioned about Sefer Torah, Tosfos and Gittin Davav says the Sefer Torah does not require Sirtut. The Rambam says it does require Sirtut, and we discussed a couple of days ago. Sirtut, is that part of the Chefsa Shel Kisvei HaKodesh, or is that just part of the Maisa Ksiva, as we saw from the Biskarav? The Chashuki Chemet here of Zoberstein discusses a case where, Rachman al-Aslan, somebody is sick, they require a surgery, and the question is, should they go, they live in Eretz Yisrael, should they fly to Chutz Laaretz to go to the surgeon that is a mumche gadol that does these types of surgeries all the time, or to go, there are also experts in Eretz Yisrael, but they're just not as commonly done. But in both cases, the percentages are 95% that this surgery is going to be successful. So, should he go to the doctor in Chutz Laaretz or not? Shela, ma'aseh b'yudi tamad chacham, shahaya chole lev, a heart surgery. Vayitzarech la'avar nituach mesukan b'libo. V'yomru lo arofim. Ba'aretz, sha'amnam eim heim mevatzim nituach kazeh kol yom. They don't do this every day. Ach mikol makom, heim b'kiim besug zesh tal nituchim. They are experts. V'sikuyeh hatzlacha, heim tisha v'chabisha ochim. Same percentage as the doctor in Chutz Laaretz. So what should he do? So he says, this question came to his father-in-law, Rav Al Yashiv, who said, go to Chutz Laaretz. Why? Because the more you do it, the better you are. He's more ragil. He says, just like the Gemara says in Tainus that we had, Moridin, who's the one that davens for the Yamud during those fast days? Moridin levreateva zakein veragil. What does ragil mean? Rashi there says, Tainus tezvav, ragil his palel vitfilaso shigura befiv vilo yit'eh. The more you do it, the less you'll make a mistake. Klomar, Adam Ragil B'davar Misuya V'Sikuyim Shelo Yitek Dolem Yoser. And he goes, Tosfos in Masechet Sanhedrin, Shemi Sheragel B'dinin Ein Lacha Shemi Yitek B'din. The more commonly somebody is involved in certain areas of Halacha, there's less of a chashash of a mistake. And that's our Gemara, he quotes, Megillah Daf Yud Ches, where the Gemara says, that you do not require minaksav when migras gerisin. So he says, why? Because we're not worried about mistakes. Velachain, yishtahadev, sarofi, haragil, yosebi tipozeh. Therefore, go to chutzlaritz, go to the doctor that is more ragil. Ulamaisa, yishtaharbos, betfilos, levnei bal harachamim, kadela hafoch, esvidas hadin, lamidas harachamim. So that is relating migras gerisin to the halacha lamaisa. Okay, we continue. Last line. So we had a whole list of materials that were not able to be used when writing a Megillah. Sam, Sikra, Kumus. So the Gemara will first identify all of these. Sam, Sama, Sikra, Amar, Amar, Brachana. Sikra, Sashma is a type of red ink that you, Rashi, Shetsovin, Botrisin, that you use to color shields. Sikra, Sap. Kumus, Kuma. A type of Rashi, Sraf Elon, a type of sap that comes from a tree. Kan Kan Tom, Charsa de Ushkufi, a type of black that shoemakers used. Diphtera, Dimal, what is Diphtera? Dimaliach, Vikamiefalo Afits. There are different ways of processing the cloth in order to make it from the animal hide to the cloth. So diphtera means it has been heavily salted. It has been, kamiach is been soaked in water, but lo afetz, it was not soaked in gallnuts, which is part of the process. So that you're not allowed to use until you have mamish regular cloth. Niyar machka. What is niyar machka? That means it could be possibly, right, rubbed out. That's what it says, that you're not allowed to use the niyar or the diphtera. Said the Mishnah, Achetahei Ksuva Ashuris, until it was written Ashuris, Al Hasefer Ubidio, with on Sefer, on what's appropriately called the cloth, a Sefer, with Dio, says the Gemara. Dechsiv Kechsavam Vechizbanam, as it says, why do you have to say this? It says, like it was, like their language, like in their times, so therefore, that's what has to be written, Ashuris Ubidio. The Pnei Yoshua, not here, but at the beginning of the parak, notes that in all the languages, this line is going on. The Pnei Yoshua says that this applies even if you have some heterim to write it in other languages. As we said earlier, laws is the laws. The Pnei Yoshua says, L'chora nira miloshin zeh. The language of Ache Teksuva Ashuris Alasevro Bidio, the Haik Suva Ashuris Hainu, Shaha Osios Atzman, Sarichin Sheyeh Biksav Ashuris, the Af HaMegillah Sheksuva Bishalashonos, Kigon Loazos Bilaz, even though you can write other languages, the still has to be transliterated. Afilo Hachit Sarach Lichtov Oso Lashon Biksav Ashuris, the Stam Lashon Ashuris Aksiva Gufa Kai, Alshem Sheyatze Imaheme Ashur. As it says in Sanhedrin, the Lashon Mishnah Seinu Atzma Gamkin Moral Zed. Also, the Mishnah sounds that way, that everything that is allowed, it must be in Ashuris letters, and then somebody's allowed to read it in Ashuris exactly what it says, transliterated into those letters. That's Kichsavam V'Chizmanam. Finishing up, Ala Sefer Ubidyo Minalan. How do we know? As Yiksiva Ksiva, because of the Gzera Shava. As we mentioned earlier, back on Daf Beis, I think we mentioned it, that this is an unusual type of Gzeira Shava, this type which connects a pasuk in the Torah, not even in the Torah here it's two, one from Nevi'im, one from Ksuvim. Earlier we had one in the Torah and one from Ksuvim. But there's a flexible, the Ramban says, it's a flexible, a little weaker Gzeira Shava, but it still is a Gzeira Shava. So, Minalan, Asi Ksiva Ksiva Ksiv Hacha, it says here, Vatichtov Esther Hamalka. Esther Amalka wrote these words. Fiksiv hasam bayomer lahem baruch mipiv yikra Elias called Rama Elev ani kosev al hasefer bidyo. And therefore, again, you see kosev and vatichtov. So just like the latter one has a sefer, so to the early one is sefer. 2 points. Number one, could a woman write a Megillah? It's a question that the Achronim ask. Right, is it just like generally women cannot write Sifrei Stam, so should we say they can't write Sifrei Stam here too? Are they excluded? Or do we say no, Afinai Boso Anes? They're included in this mitzvah, therefore they could even write it, right? Is there a chiluk between the Bahag and others, whether Shmiya versus Kriya would make a difference for this, for this halacha? Could be they have a different chiyah that they can't create a chefsa that could be used by men. Either way, that is the Safik, the Prima Gadim allows that the Birkei Yosef is Mesupik about it, and the Mikrai Kodesh, though, deals with Argamar. Right, whatever C. Pesach Frank says, Argamar says that, of course, the Pasuk about Tichtov Esther Hamalka. So, but Tichtov Esther Hamalka, doesn't that sound like that she can write it? You're quoting these, this is a raya that the Sefer, he quotes from the Keses HaSofer, quotes that this is a raya that she can write a Megillah because of our Pasuk. Says the Mikroi Kodesh? I don't think so. Since Siman Laman Gimel in a Sefer on Purim, he says, Dacha Keses HaSofer. Shari Rashi Beer, because Rashi explains that Shekasva, what did Esther write? Shekasva Esther Tokfo Shel Nes Achashverosh V'Shalhan V'Shal Esther. We'll see later on today's daf that she wrote certain parts of the story. It's not referring to the entire Megillah. She wrote parts of the story, so he's obviously not referring to the Megillah, and therefore there is no Raya from this Pasuk, even though it says Vatichtov Esther Hamalka. Number one. Number two, the Rashba. The Rashba asks, what do you need the Gzeira Shava for? Right, it says Megillah is Nikrei Sefer. Right, it's called Sefer. So what do you need the Gzeira Shava for? The weak Gzeira Shava for in the first place. As we said, the connection between Ksuvim and Nevi'im, what do you need that for anyway? V'tepik le'as the Rashba. Mishum de Nikrei Sefer. It's already called Sefer, as we'll see later on in today's daf, Es Hashem. V'sefer Torah Sericha Sefer Ubedio. And we already know Sefer requires all of these requirements. You don't need a Gzeira Shava for this. So the Rashba answers V'yesh Lomar Hol V'Nikreis Igeres. As we'll see, Megillah is somewhere in the middle. It's called the Sefer and it's called the Igeres. So because it's also called an Igeres, I would have thought you don't have these requirements. The Igeres element overrides the Sefer element, and Afal B'Shaloba Or V'Shaloba Diokshera K'moshech Shirbo. Just like we saw, Afal B'Shalo Diktik B'Tao Yosef. Even though there's some made mistakes, it's still, or if you sewed it with certain types of threads, as we will see. So you might have thought this flexibility, because it's also called an Igeres, Kamash Malan, we don't say that. That is the Rashba. The Brisker Rav, though, asks further. He says, if you look in that Sefer, that's brought from the Pasuk in Yirmiyahu, that's referring to Eicha as one of the general Ksuvim. One of the general Ksuvim. So that's a Makkah for all Ksuvim. So I need a separate Pasuk for Megillas Esther. The Megillas Esther has to be on a Sefer Ubedio. Just learn it from the fact that once it's in Ksuvim, so that it is subject to all of the rules of regular Kisvei HaKodesh. So what do you need a separate Gzeira Shava for? Ask the Brisker Rav here in Megillah. Says the Brisker Rav to answer the Yesh Lomar. Sheshnei Dinei Ksivahem. There are two types of writing, halachos that cause writing. Din ksiva shel kisvei hakodesh lachud. There's a general one that we learned out from the pasuk in Yirmiyahu. The din ksiva shel megillah lachud. And then there's a specific halacha of ksivas megillas Esther. The af im lo haisa nechteves b'tnai ksiva shel kisvei hakodesh. Even if you didn't fulfill the standard of kisvei hakodesh, Adayin, I might have thought that it's Efshar that you could be Yotzi, your Chovas Kriyasa Megillah, with the lower standard. That's what I would have thought if you would have only had the Pasuk in Yirmiyahu. The Alzed, that's why the Gzeira Shava comes along and says that, no. Lelamdeinu al din ksivas haMegillah atzma shegab hi eirak al sefer b'dio. No, even though Megillah Sazer has its own unique definition, because it has the word Sefer in it also, still it is also subject to the general halachas of Kisvei HaKodesh, like we learned from the Pasuk in Yirmiyahu, and therefore you need the Gzeira Shava. So that is the Brisker Rav telling me why you need this limud. Good, says the next Mishnah. Ben Ir Shalach LeKrach U Ben Krach Shalach LeIr. So we have cases where people who have one chiv of Kriyas HaMegillah find themselves in one of the other places. Somebody who lives outside of Yerushalayim is in Yerushalayim the day before Purim or on Purim, and vice versa. So if somebody is in the other place the entire time, nothing to talk about. So he is a Ben Krach or a Ben Ir for that day. That's clear. If he's there the entire, both days of Purim, he's in a different place. Right? This is not like Yontif Sheni, where you have Chumras Hamakom Sheyatzah Misham. It's not like that. If somebody is in the other place the entire time, So then he reads it like that other place. But what if not? What if he's planning to go back at a certain time? That's the case of the Mishnah. So Ben Ir, someone who's supposed to read on Yud Dalet, is went to visit the Krach, the Tesvav people, or vice versa. So Im Asid Lachzer Limkomo, if he's planning to go back at a certain hour before it gets too late, Kore Kim Komo. Right, he reads it like his own place, because he's like that, he keeps his identification. But if not, he has to read like them. Let's see in the Gemara, what is the crucial moment in time that he has to go back by? What is the minimum amount of Megillah that has to be read in order for you to be Yotze? The Tosefta says that L'chadchila, the whole Megillah, according to everybody. But B'di'eved, what is the minimum? So, three different opinions. Rabbi Meir, Omer, Kula. Meir says, it's all or nothing. Meir says, you have to read all of it. That's what we hold. Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, may ish Yehudi. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, from when Mordechai came onto the scene. Rabbi Yossi, Omer, may acharat Ramaela, from when Haman came onto the scene. We'll have to see in the Gemara, what is the svara and the source for all these opinions. Omer, Rava, back to the first part of the Mishnah, though. So the Mishnah said that if you have somebody travels to the other type of city, so it depends if he's planning to go back. So when is that? So Omer, Rava, lo shanu ela sha'asid lachzor bilele yudalid. Translate, this is only if he's planning to go back on the night of the 14th. Aval ein asid lachzor belele arbaasar korei imahen. But if he's not planning to go back, belele, he reads with them. What does this mean? So Rashi says it's talking about both cases. First, let's take the case explicit by Rava. When do we say, let's say you have a ben krach, right? Rashi says, ben krach shalach la'ir. You have a tesvav person that went out, that went to Yudalad. And he's visiting, somebody from Yerushalayim is visiting somebody outside Yerushalayim. And he's there on the night of the 14th. Does he have to read the Megillah that day? Well, it depends if he's going to be back in his Tesvav house before Alos HaShachar on the morning of Yud Daled. If he's going back that night, he's visiting somebody outside of Yerushalayim, and then that night he's going back, and by the morning of Yud Daled, he's going to be back in Yerushalayim, then fine, he does not have to read at night. But if he is planning it to stay, and he's not going back till after dawn, after Alos HaShachar on Yud Daled, that's how you read it. If he's not going back until that day, so then he is considered a Ben Yudalid for this day. Korei Ba'imayan Rashi says, Ben Belele Yudalid, Ben Yudalid. In other words, you gotta go back before dawn. Why is dawn the crucial time? Usually you think nighttime is the beginning of the halakhic definition for halachas. The answer is because, as we said before, the daytime is the ikar zman of persume nisa, the ikar zman of the mitzvahs hayom. We even mentioned Tosis earlier, I think it was on Daf Dalet, that even if you make a shechianu the night before, our minhag is to repeat the shechianu the next day, because that's the ikar persume nisa. So daytime plays a special role when it comes to the yantif of Purim. So here too, that's when it goes. So again, if a ben krach is in a ear on Leil Yudalid, and he is not planning to go back until after the morning of Yudalid, so then he has to read it on Yudalid. Masha'enkein, if he's planning to go back before, so then he is allowed to not read it on Leil Yudalid. That is one direction. Then Rashi quotes in the other direction, and this is picked up on by the other Rishonim. The Huadin, Rashi says, what about the opposite? If a Ben Ir, if somebody outside of Yerushalayim goes to Yerushalayim on Yudalad, Leil Yudalad, Leil Yudalad, he is in Yerushalayim. So now what? If he's planning to go back when? When's the crucial time? So let's take the exact parallel. What if he's planning to go back before, he's a Ben Ir, he's in Yerushalayim. If he's planning to go back before the morning of Yudalid, so then he'll read like Yudalid. What if he's planning to be in Yerushalayim on the day of Yudalid? So then what? Does he become a Ben Tezvav? Rashi doesn't talk about that case. Sounds like from Rashi that it would not be true. Rashi says, "Fuadin leben ir shalach lekrach im asid lachzor belele tesvav shelo yiyasham biyom tesvav." If he's not going to be there, the crucial time is the morning of tesvav. If he's not going to be there the morning of tesvav, then he's considered a ben yudalid, and therefore, even if he is in Yerushalayim, Lel Yudalid, the morning of Yudalid, Lel Tezvav, sounds like he is, in all those cases, considered Ben Yudalid, and he has to read in Yerushalayim on Yudalid. But if he's planning to be there on the morning of Tezvav, so then he is considered Yom Tezvav. Lovi, so imas elachzer b'lel Tezvav, shelo yesha b'yom Tezvav, lovi mukav liyomo v'kar b'yudalid k'chovas mekomo. V'yafal pishu b'krach, even though he's in Yerushalayim. Aval ein asilachzer, but if he's not planning to go back on Lel Tezvav, he's planning to be there through even the morning of Tezvav, then he can wait and read like a Ben Tezvav. That is Rashi, how he understands the line of Rava. The Rush picks up on Rashi and says, why didn't Rashi say the morning of Yudalid could determine if he's still in Yerushalayim on the morning of Yudalid, he should be a Ben Krach? The Rush says, because it's very, you know why Rashi doesn't say that? Because it would be very mechudash to say that your being in Yerushalayim on Yudalid would give you a chiv to read on Tezvav. The chiv of Tezvav didn't kick in yet. So how could that be? That's how the Rush explains Rashi. He says, "Delo mistat velo rata lafarish milsei derava gam aben ir shahalach lekrach." Delo mistaver lemeimar shem yeshno bekrach biyom yudalid shekala alav chovas krias mukafin viyishar sham yom tezvav yikri imayim. It's hard to suggest that. Oh, avim yachzer liiro yikra b'chamisha asar kivadai lo yisman kriya de mukafin lama tachal alav chovas kriyasan zeu svaras Rashi. That's how the Rush explains Rashi. That the in the other direction of Ben Ir Shalach Lekrach, the crucial moment is the morning of Tezvav, not the morning of Yudalid. That is what Rashi says, but the Rush himself doesn't want to say that. The Rush says the Gemara doesn't give any distinctions between which direction you're going in, and therefore I'd rather not have to say that. And therefore I will say a Chiddush, that even if you're there the morning of Yudalid in Yerushalayim, that determines now that you are now a Ben Krach for this year. Miu, says the Rush, Lishna dashas mashma, derava kai akula masisan, v'chein mucha Yerushalmi, v'yesh liyashiv divrei rava, akula masisan, ukemo shemoel, here's the Chiddush line, ukemo shemoel, leben krach, lios kiben ir, kishamachan lela ba'asar, umiksas hayom, just like if a ben krach is outside of Yerushalayim, a little bit in the morning, Shuzman Kriyasa, which is the Zman of the Kriya of Yudalid, then we say you have to read like a Yudalid person. Shal b'nei ha'ir v'chala alav chovas kriyasan kimo chein mo'ol ben ir shalach l'krach. So too, a ben ir that goes to a krach v'amad shaman mixas yom Yudalid, and he's there a little bit of the morning of Yudalid, kivan shebizman chiyav kriyas b'nei makomo. Since at the time of the chiyav where he is supposed to read, eino imahem, he is not with them. Because he is not in the place of Chiyuv, Nistalik me alav chovas kriyas anshe makomo. Wow. It is removed from him. If he, if a ben ir is in a krach the morning of Yudalid, he is no longer a ben ir. V'nechlal in b'nei ha-krach le'ischayev v'zvan kriyasam. And he's included b'nei ha-krach to be b'schayev with them. V'karin an b'im mukaf ben yomo. Kivachu b'krach v'zvan kriyas b'nei iro. V'nisalik me alav chovas makomo hakorm yom Yudalid. V'karin an b'im mukaf ben yomo. Af im yachzer le'iro. Right, a person could try to say, I'm going to do this, I'm going to like the Rush, and then I'm going to go back, and then I won't have any chiyuv. Now, you can't do that. That doesn't work. Once you are defined as a ben krach, then you got to read as a ben krach, even if you go back to your city. Even if you go back to your city, you're going to be reading it a yom tes vav in that, for that year. So that is a big chiddush, both Rashi and the Rush. Are a chiddush, but the Rush seems to be a bigger chiddush. The Rush itself acknowledges that yom yudalid, Yom Yudalit, it will be determined that you have a Chiyav on Tezvav. The Chiyav on Tezvav didn't kick in yet. You have to say that Chazal, this is part of Chazal institution, where they made this package deal of Yudalit and Tezvav, they affect each other and are connected to each other. Right? Remember we had before the Gemara that says that even if it's not your day, it's Asur Behesped V'tainus. Or even if it's not your day. But you see, each day is connected to the other one. So that's the Rush's Chiddush. That if the morning of Yudalid, I am in Yerushalayim, so then I have a Chiyav as a Tezvav person, because I am not with my Chevra. I am not with my Makom Chiyav at that time. One final point related to this, and that is the Turei Aven. The Turei Aven not here, the Turei Aven back on Daf Beis. Back on Daf Beis, the first Turei Aven in the Masechta. The Shagas Aryeh says on the Mishnah, that this Mishnah, this topic of reading it on different days, is quoted in Yevamos Daf Yudalid in the sugya of Losis Go to do. And the Gemara there asks, You know, why is it this a problem of losis go to do? Lotasu agudos agudos. We know the isra of making Am Yisrael into differing groups. So why is it leading the Megillah on different days a problem of losis go to do? So the Gemara there gives different answers, Abaya and Rava. Abaya says, losis go to do is only where you have two bati dinim in one city, and they're each possibly like different opinions. But two bati dinim in two cities, that's okay. So this is like two in two cities. That's Abaya, right? In different cities, you're doing different things. That's not a problem of losis go to do. Virava amar, ki amrino losis go to do, kugon bezdin echad bi'ir achas. Losis go to do is one bezdin in one city, splitting. What? Two bati dinim in one city, that's okay. Rava is a little more flexible than Abaya. Even the two bati dinim in one city are a lot of pasuk in different ways. That's the Gemara. Tosfos there says, so what about Megillah? The Be'ir Echad, are you Korin in one city? You could read, the Bnei Ha'ir, we're going to read it on Yudalid. And the Bnei Kfar, remember the Shita of Rashi? What does it mean? What does it mean? Makdim because they're in the big city, and they're going to get one of the city people to lane for them, because they don't know how to lane. And that's what Tosfos discussed. Either not Bar Chiyuvas, but that was Rashi's pshat. So Tosfos says, according to that pshat, you have different people laning on the same day, on different days. Bnei Ha'ir, B'yudala, Bnei Kfar, Bnei Makdim, Liyam HaKnisa. So is that a violation of Losis go to do? So he quotes, V'yome HaRav Reb Chaim. This is the other pshat that we gave to the Bnei Kfar. We said it's Tosfos and Yevamos. Here it is. This is the context. Reb Chaim says, "To Bnei Kfarim, are you Korin Beira? No, they used to read it on their own day. Kidemuchach Yerushalmi, right? It was a different pshat that we allow them to read it earlier. The Hashta Havilei, because that's when the Minyonim got together. That's when they had a minion. The Hashta Havilei Beis Badin Beis Ayaros. The Biki Agavna Loshayachlos is going to Afila La Abaya. Fine, that is Tosfos. But now enter Turei Evan." Uladidi kashali. So you're telling me, what do you answer? Oh, Makdim Liyam HaKnisa really means different cities. I'll give you a case where it's two different ladings in the same city on the same day. And what is it? Our Mishnah. Now, here at the Daf Yotes, Ben Ir, Shalach LeKrach, Ben Ir, Shalach LeIr, V'chulu V'chulu. So, V'chi Asil Asil Komo, if he's going to go back to his place, he reads it like his place. Ben Ir, Shalach BeKrach, B'Yudalot, Ben Krach, B'Yir, B'Yotesvav. But one second, in that city, they're reading it a different day. So why is that a violation of Losis go to do? Hare de Be'ir Echad, Elu Korin B'Yomam, V'Zeh Korin B'Yomo. V'Yamai, Ikri Kan Losis go to do. This should be a problem. Right, let's say the Ben-Ir is in the Krach, and he's planning to go back before the proper time. So he's going to read it on Yudal, even though nobody else is reading it then. So it's the same city, they're reading it different days. So according to Rav, it's okay. Beis Bati Dinim in one city is not a problem, because this is like two Bati Dinim. But according to Abaya, that even two Bati Dinim in one city is a problem. So then Akati, Ika, Mishim, Losis, go to do. So it's difficult, and it's hard to say that one person wouldn't be a problem. He suggests that. V'dochek lomar, Dibishim Adam Echad Lachud, Shekori Biyomo, Les B'lo Mishim, Losis, go to do. Deina Chu, Aguda, Pachos, Bigimol. So you might say, it's not going to say that, oh, it's got to be at least three people. One person isn't a problem. No. And they said, V'o Milo, Askira, Atilo, Harbi, B'nei'ir. And who says it's not even a group of people? Mishnah doesn't limit it. Even if it's a group of people, they would read it. V'haloish tamit tana laflugei b'habin yachil l'rabim. So he says, I don't know why this wouldn't be a problem of lo sisko to do. So continues the Turei Evan towards the end, trying to give an answer. He says that in a place, and again, this is a Yesod and Losis go to do, in a place where it's not Mishum that there's a Machlokas between them, but it's only Mishum that they have different Minhagim, so then we say other Shitas, there are other sources there, that's what you say, that it is not a problem. And here it's based on two Minhagim, not a Machlokas between them, it's built into the system originally that they have different Minhagim of what to do, so therefore it wouldn't be a problem, right? That is the Turei Evan. It's also quoted in the Tefillin context, right? People in Chutz Laaretz, where some people have minhag to a Tefillin on Chol HaMoed, and some people don't. How is that possible? And the same. So the answer given is some say you shouldn't do it, but others say that since it's based on minhagim and not based on a bona fide machlokes, so that's why it is okay. Good. That's a big sugya, but we're not going to go more into that right now. Let's continue. So that was Rava's statement relating to our Mishnah. Now we continue. Amar Rava. Just one final line. That's why on Purim one should always make sure that they sleep in their place. They sleep in the place where they belong to. But if you want to go to person wants to go to Yerushalayim at night, they should come back that night. If they want to go there on Leil Tezvav. Amar Rava, Mina Amina La, so how do I know this is true, that you go by where you're from, and you could be a person of the other status even for this year. Dichsiv. The Jews of the open cities that sit in the open cities. So that's obviously double lashon. Michdi. Ksiv ha-Yehudim ha-Prazim la-Malil la-Michtav ha-Yashim bar ha-Prazos. Isn't that somewhat repetitive? Ha-Kamash Malan to Pros Ben Yomo Nikra Pros. You can be a Pros, an open city guy, even for one day. Ashkechon Pros Mukaf Minalan Svaru. Meet the Pros Ben Yomo Kari Pros Mukaf Ben Yomo Kari Mukaf. What should be the Havamina? That it should be different. Period. V'yamar Rava Ben Ikfar Shehalach La'ir Benkach Uvenkach Kore Imahen. If a villager, a ben kfar, who usually is makdim liyom haknisa. And what if he was makdim liyom haknisa? But he happens to be on yudalid in the city. So, benkach uvenkach, whether he is, Rashi says, afilu asid lachzor, volatzeis bisham kodem ayom. He should read it that night. Kori ma'am ha'layla. My time away, haik b'nei ha'ir boyle mikri. Because really, he should be reading it on yudalid. The rabbanan had a kula. But that's only if you need to rely on the kula. So if you need to do that, so then we allow you, the Chacham allow you to do it earlier. That's only if you're in your place. And therefore, you have to read it again, because this is the crucial day of Megillah. Remember, the earlier days were allowances, they weren't really Purim. Like we said back at Daf Beis, the five times it says Purim in the Megillah, two of them are Malay, because those are real Malay days of Purim, but the other three are Chaser. So therefore, right now, you have a real Purim day, so you got to read the Megillah on this day. Eisvei Abaye, is that really true? Abaye asks a question from a Braisa, Ben Krach, Shehalach La'ir, Ben Kach Uven Kach Korikim Komo. If you're a Ben Krach that went to a city, you have to read it like your place. Ben Krach, Salkadaitach. So what do you mean, benkach uvenkach? If he's going back, so then he'll read it like he's supposed to read it, Kim Komo. And if he's not going back, he'll read it like the place where he is. Ela lav ben kfar. Aye, so what must you say this really means? A ben kfar. Change it. It must not be in krach. It must be a mistake. It must be a kfar, ben kfar. And therefore you see the opposite. He reads like Kim Komo. Says the Gemara, that's not a question. Vilav tirutzei mitaratzt. Well, didn't you just have to change the braisa and say it's not authoritative, it's a mistake? So tini kore mo, so change the other part too. Once you change it, krach to kfar, so change kim komo to kore imahen. Right? So, it's, in other words, it's not an authoritative brisa. There are mistakes to it. So there's no question, there's no problem that this would be a kasha on the shita. There is, so halakha l'maisa, if somebody, a ben kfar, that read it earlier, then he, l'maisa, he has to read it again. What about the following case that Chashuk Echemet discusses? What about a ben krach? Somebody's supposed to read it on Tezvav. And somehow, for some reason, he reads it on Yudalad. What will be the case? A, let's say he didn't think he was going back. That's one case. He thought he would be staying Yudalad the whole Purim. And he didn't. Or, the Chashuk Echemet talks about another case. Somebody, a Ben Krach, a Tezvav person, who was supposed to have an operation. Second operation case today. On Tezvav. He was supposed to not be available on Tezvav. He was supposed to go in, he was supposed to be an early operation. Therefore, he read on Yudalad in Birchosela. He wasn't going to be able to read on Tezvav, so he read on Yudalad with the brachas. And the Basof, they would dochet the operation. Hayim chayiv shuv lishmo as kriyas ha-Megillah. Does he have to hear the Megillah again on Tezvav? Because he really is a ben Tezvav. He just thought he wouldn't be there. And number two, does he make the brachos again? So, he, Chashuk Echemet, based on the Shulchan Aruch, assumes that he would have to read it again, without a bracha. Right, the Shulchan Aruch says in Tavresh Peches, that Ayaras Amasupakos, the cities that have doubts, as we have said earlier back in the first parak, read it on both days, but the bracha is only on Yudalid. She's Man Kriya Larov Ha'olam, because that is the Man Kriya for all. And the Gra says, because after all, even if a Ben Krach reads it on Yudalid, is Yotze Bidi Eved, based on a Yerushalmi. So once you say that, so that's it. He was Yotzei Meikar Adin. Okay, L'churma L'chadchila, he could read it again, but without a bracha. That is what the Chashuk Echemet discusses in that in the case that relates to the case in our Gemara. Then he discusses the case. Ha-mesupakim hayomu Shabbos o machar. Ha-im yikadish beplaga mincha k'dei lasi dei asafek. Somebody doesn't know what day it is. Right, he relates to, should he read it, should he... make halakas there is early. Okay, not for us. We'll get to one more Chashig Chemed in a couple of minutes. Says the Gemara now. The Mishnah said that what is the minimum requirement for Kriyas HaMegillah that you yotze? So three different opinions. So Tanya, Rav Shimon Bayachai Omer Mi Balayla Hahu, a fourth opinion. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Vekulan Mikra Echadarshu, they all darshin from the same pasuk. But the puzzle that we had up above, Vatichtov Esther Amalka, Umordechai Yehudi has called Tokef. They wrote down all of the Tokef, all of the power. So which power are we talking about? And remember, this is what we said before from Rav Sipa Pesach, that this is not a raya, that a woman can write the Megillah. Because it says what she wrote, only part of it, called Tokef. So what does that mean? Manda Amar Kula, according to the first opinion that says, Rebbe Meir, you have to hear the whole Megillah, Tokfo Shal Achashverosh, the power of Achashverosh starts at the beginning of the Megillah. Umanda Amar Me Ish Yehudi Tokfo Shal Mordechai. From Ish Yehudi, that's talking about the power of Mordechai. Umanda Amar Me Achar Hadvar Ma'ela Tokfo Shal Haman. That's Haman. Umanda Amar Me Balayla Hahu Tokfo Shal Nes. Because that's really when the tide starts changing. Right, Balayla Hahu, when he takes out the Sefer HaZachronos, the Tokif of the Nes, and that is why Rosh Hashanah Yechai says that is when the minimum kriya kicks in from Balayla Hahu Nadash Nasamelach. Rav Huna Amar Meachab Umarau. This is what you, the source for the focus of what you must read from. Umarau Al Kachu Mahagia Alehem. That's the pasuk. What they saw, Marau Al Kachu, what happened to them, and what was Magia Alehem. So we darshan that pasuk, that each phrase is referring to something else. Manda Rakula as follows. Marau Achashverosh. What did Achashverosh see? Shenish Tamesh Bekelim Shal Beit HaMikdash, that he used the Kelim of the Beit HaMikdash. What do you see? Al Kacha. On this. What is that referring to? Mishum Dechashiv Shivim Shnin to Lo Ifrik. As we had earlier, he miscalculated the days, the 70 years. They all knew the Nevuah, and they weren't redeemed yet. That's Al Kacha. Mara, what did he see? Al Kacha. This. Umahi Giyah Alayim. And he saw what happened to Katal Vashti. That Vashti was killed, and that is the first opinion. That's why you have to read all of that. You have to read all of that. Fine. Umanda Rami Ish Yehudi. How do you understand the pasuk? Mara Mordechai Dikni Bahaman. What did Mordechai see that he instigated and that he was Mekane Haman Al Kacha Deshavi Nafshi Avodah Zara? On this, what? Because he made himself into an Avodah Zara. Shavi Nafshi Avodah Zara. What does that mean? Shavi Nafshi Avodah Zara. So Bali Tosfos in other places discuss whether Haman and Nebuchadnezzar, the other Gemaras, or had actual Avodah Zara there or not. And some suggest Chazal say that he had a little idol around his neck, and therefore that was the reason why Mordechai wasn't bowing down. Right? It's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch discusses if somebody meets a galach, somebody meets a over the Avodah Zara, and he has a certain idol, a pesel on him, so are you allowed to bow down? No. Says the Ramah in Yoredeya Kuf Nun, Sarim o Kohanim, Sheish b'em Suras Avodas Kochavim Bibigdehem, on their clothing. Oshen nosim tsuras chama lifnehem, kederech hegmonim, aser lehishtachavos lahem, ola hasir hakova lifnehem. That was also a sign of covet, taking off one's hat. Rach bederech she'eno nireh. Only if it's in a way that does not appear that you're doing it. Kamo, shenispazir ma'osav, you drop some money. Oshe yakum lifnehem, kodem boam. You get it before they come. V'chen yasir hakova yishtachle kodem boam. That's the Shumas Hadeshin, was machmir, that you got to do it in this way. V'yish bekinah bedavar, and some are mekel, ho v'yadua, shakam ovdeko, chavimene mesir makova, mishachle mitzvah zachama, rak lahasar. And others say no, because everybody knows that what you're doing is giving covet to the person and not to the item on them. Therefore, one can be mekel, machlokas, the Shumas Deshen and the Rime Oppenheim, quoted in the Ramah. The Ramah says, Tov Lahachmer Kesvara Rishona. It's good to be Machmer, like the first Svara. So then the question is, if Haman had this on him, and that is the Halacha, they have to be Machmer, so then what was the Machlokas between everyone else? What all of the rest of Am Yisrael were just violating? They were just violating, and Mordechai was the only one that was following the Halacha? Could be. They were just scared, and they thought maybe it was Pikuach Nefesh, but this is Yehari Valyavar, right? So even if it is Pikuach Nefesh, so then it's not something that they are allowed to do. Says the Chasam Sofer, the Machlokas, maybe the Machlokas is this Shumas Hadeshen and the Ri Oppenheim. Maybe that's the Machlokas, and everybody else held like the Ri Oppenheim, and the Mordechai was Machra like the Shumas Hadeshen. Why didn't they bow down? That's what he suggests. But then he says, maybe the difference is that Haman was Mordechai's Eved. So he wouldn't normally give him the covet of bowing down to him, as we said earlier in the parak. That's why for Mordechai it was worse. He wasn't allowed to do it, because if he would do it, that would be clear that it would be to the tzelem. My sheik and everyone else, Haman wasn't their Eved, and therefore it was just, you know, giving covet to the person, and therefore it would be mutter. So that was possibly the machlokes. So everybody else was correct, and Mordechai was correct as well. Continuing, so that was in the middle of the second line. Umahi gia alehem disrachish nisa. What happened to them? That an ace took place. Uman the Amar Mechar Drama Ela, the one who says Parak Gimel Mara Haman Shadiskana B'chala Yehudim. Why did Haman get upset at all the Jews? Al Kacha Mishim the Mordechai Lo Yechav Lishtachave, because of this, because Mordechai didn't bow down. Umahi Gia Alehem V'talu Osuv Esbanav Ala Eitz. That's the story. Uman the Amar, fourth opinion. Mi Balayla Hahu Mara Achashverish Lahavi Yasefer Azachronos. Why did he take that out? Al Kacha Dizaminte Esther Laman Badei, because Esther invited Haman along with Achashverosh, and that piqued Achashverosh's curiosity. Why only him? Is there something going on here? Are they trying to get me? Because the nace that took place, that Achashverosh thought Haman was involved and Esther set him up. Vichul, period. Amar Bichal bar Amar Chambar Gur Yamar Rava Locha Gedever Yamar Kula. We paskin Kula, like we said earlier, Rabbi Meir. V'yafilu manda Amar Meish Yehudi. And even if you say a smaller sheet, that's Sricha Shatiya Ksuva Kula. It has to totally be written. The only question is what you have to read, but you have to have a full Megillah there, as we said. What does it mean, Kula? So whatever Kula meant that we had on yesterday's daf, Rov V'chula, as long as you're not missing beginning, end, or whole section. Megillah, here's a crucial line for the entire Masechta. This is what we alluded to implicitly a number of times already. Rav says, Megillah Nikra Sefer, V'nikrei Sigeres. Megillah is called a Sefer, Kisvei HaKodesh, with all of the accoutrements, and is called an Igeres. It's called an Igeres. What does that mean? It's somewhere in the middle, having both elements. Nikrei Sefer, in what way? Shim Tafer B'chudei B'Shem Sula, so that if you sewed the klafim together with linen, threads, puzzle, just like a Sefer Torah, V'nikrei Sigeres, Shim Hita B'Shlosha, Chudei Ginnik Sheref. If you put in only three, you don't have to do the entire column. If you put in only three, it's okay. So it's in the middle. It has some elements of Sefer and has some flexibility of not being a Sefer. And Magalia Sashas here quotes from one of the rabbis, but again, we've said it before. This Megillas Esther is in the middle. It's in the middle in terms of its Kedusha. It is, in Rav Zsolti's words, it's Torah Shebal Peh that had to be written down. Or this is from the Baal Mishmeres Shalom. Yadua. There's always a madrega in the middle of the extremes, right? Between a tzomeach and a chai, you have adnei hasada, the animals that are part ground and part plant. Ubein chai lemadaber, kof. Ubein b'chol madrega, madrega. There's always something in the middle. So between Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebal Peh, there's Megillas Esther. Because it's Nikrei Sefer and Nikrei Sigeres. And it has some halachas of Sefer and some halachas of Igeres. He quotes that from the Baal Shem Tov in the middle. And that is exactly what the message of Megillas Esther we have to realize is. It is somewhere in the middle. Why? He doesn't go to the next question. Why did Chazal institute such a Sefer? Because this is the transition. This is the segue in history between the time period of Torah Shebichsav to the time period of Torah Shebal Peh. A crucial idea. Vayter. Amar of Nachad Uvach Yu Meshulashin. And you can have three chutin of gidin of sinews as long as they're Meshulash. What does Meshulash mean? Three different opinions of the Rishonim. Rashi says it means it has to be equidistant from each other in the cloth. The Rambam says you have to do three on the end, three on the other end, three in the middle, as a Meshulash. And others, the Rif says it has to be one on the edge, and one in the middle. And the Shulchan Aruch quotes all the opinions. In Tafrei Sadi Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch says, interesting Shulchan Aruch, this is very unusual. It says, Uvilvach yu mishulashos, umipnesha yeshbo pirushim shonim, because there are so many different opinions, Rashi Tosas Rif Rambam, tzarech lo zezidei kulam, you have to be yozei kulam, and make three at the top, middle, and end, and do three, and it says you have to do all of them just to be safe. Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel, second to last line. Hakor ben Megillah, ksuv ben ksuv, im yotza. If somebody reads from the Megillah, that is not a separate, independent Megillah Esther. It's printed and it's sewed together with all of with other svarim, you're not yotzei. Amar Rava lo amar nado lo michzer umiyaser porta. It's only if it's the same exact size; it doesn't stick out at all or indented. Avo michzer umiyaser porta leslan ba. But if it's somehow recognizable, and therefore, presume Nisa could still be achieved, it's a little shorter or longer, then you are still Yotze. Levi Bar Shmuel, Havika Kore Kameh, the Rav Yehuda, B'Megillah, HaKsuva, Beit HaKsuvim, he was reading from a Megillah that was along with the other Ksuvim. Amar Lehari Amar, Kore B'Megillah, HaKsuvim, HaKsuvim, Lo Yotze, you're not Yotze. Amar Chieh Bar Abba, Rav Yochanan, Kore B'Megillah, HaKsuvim, 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 Lo Yotze, you're not Yotze. U'machu lo amocha, but then Rav Yochanan literally punched himself. What does that mean? He limited his shita. Betzibur shanu. This is only betzibur. Betzibur, you're not allowed to do this because you have the extra added element of need for pursume nisa. Beyachid, you're allowed to. The chashuke chemed here says, trivia question, a riddle. What's a case that you read the Megillah, and then because you didn't realize someone else was there, you were not yotze? He says, you're reading it with nine people in shul. So you think you're reading a ksuvah next ksuvah, so you think you're yotze. All of a sudden you realize there was someone else there in the room. You really had a minion. So that's why you aren't yotze. That's the riddle. V'yamar Rav Chiya bar Abba Amar Rav Yochanan Shi'ur HaTefer Halacha L'Moshe MiSinai, leaving over a little bit at the top, at the edges, Shi'ur HaTefer, when you tie the Urios, you don't tie the threads, the tefira, all the way at the edge, you leave a little bit. That's Halacha L'Moshe MiSinai Din Da'oraisa U'machala Amocha. And then Rashi says he changed his shita, he broke his shita, meaning it's not a Da'oraisa, it's a Darabanan. V'lo Amar El Kadesh Shalo Yikra. No, it's only there so it doesn't rip, so you don't do it all the way at the end, so that there's a little give. Rabbi Yochanan says, same person talking, the cave that Moshe Rabbeinu went in when Hashem's presence passed by, Kaviyachal, and Eliyahu was also in that cave. If there would have even been a tiny crack there, they wouldn't have been able to live. That's it. Last one. And on them, Moshe says to Am Yisrael, on the Luchos was everything that was going to be given. Hashem showed Moshe everything. Dikduke Torah and Sofer Masha Sofer Masidin Lachadish. And what the Sofer, what everybody was going to be Machadish in future generations. Zubaydiya, what's that referring to? Mikra Megillah. Everything is included. The Maariv Chaya says, all the Yud Gimel Midos, that power was included in the Torah Shebichsav, and therefore it's as if all of the halachos were also included. So also, an interesting Ha'ara from the Margolius Hashas quotes here that it says, Her'ehu. Doesn't say he told him. Her'ehu. Why? Because, as we know, the philosophical problem of Hashem's knowing before we do it, how does that impact on our Bechira Chavshis? So he goes through earlier sources based on a Ravid that, no, his Yediyah does not, he's outside of time, so his Yediyah isn't goes there, doesn't decree that we lose Bechira, unless he says something. Kaviyachal. Hashem says something, that's it. So that's why here, Her'ehu, he showed it, but he didn't say it, because then that would have removed Bechira. Next, Mishnah. Hakol she'en l'kiros the Megillah. Anybody can read the Megillah. Anybody who's a Bar Chiyuva can read the Megillah. Chutz, me'cheresh od v'katan. Except for cheresh od v'katan. Interesting, it doesn't say Isha here. Maybe that relates to the Bahag and other Rishonim back on Davdal. But everybody can read the Megillah except for someone who's not a Bar Chiyuva. A cheresh shota v'katan. Tosfos says, here, cheresh means, stam cheresh is eino shameh ve'eino medaber. But here, even just someone who is a even somebody who's a medaber she'enu yochol l'shmoa is also a problem because he can't be mashmiel la'aznav. So that's cheresh of the katan are excluded. Rabbi Yehuda machshir b'katan. Rabbi Yehuda says a katan is allowed. Katan is allowed. And all the rishonim say, what kind of katan are we talking about? Tosfos says if it's a katan that was not higiel l'chinuch, second Rabbi Yehuda say kosher. If it's a katan higiel l'chinuch, then it should be good because a katan is also chayiv midrabanan. So says Tosfos, no. A gadol is at least chayev da'oraisa on da'oraisa mitzvos. So he's in the world of da'oraisas. This katan is always drabanan. So it's like a double drabanan for the katan. He's always drabanan, and in this mitzvah he's drabanan. So that's worse than a chad drabanan being yotzi a gadol. That's tosas. If you look in the Rani, the Ran says, v'shem the Ramban. Yud sugya. He says, no. A katan is not even chayev drabanan. Why? Because it's the father's chiyev in chinuch.
Right, Machlokas Rashi Tosas Maseches Brachas, but it's right here also. The Ran in the name of the Ramban, according to the Ramban here, a katan is not a mechuyev even to Rabbanan. It's the chov chiyev of the father, number one, number two. The Meiri says maybe Direi Kabbalah are more chamor, so that's why it would be different. These are some of the answers given by the Rishonim. Again, Tosfos, the Ran, in the name of the Ramban, and the Meiri. The Rashba has another answer, but relating to the uniqueness of each mitzvah, Birchas Hamazon, Chinuch, Vechulu, but we'll leave that for now. Says the Gemara, Man, Tana, Cheresh, Di'eved, Namilo. Who was the one that says a Cheresh, even B'di'eved, cannot read, which is how we understand the Tanakhama. Amar of Masna, Rabbi Yossi, he, that must be Rabbi Yossi, Ditznan, Rabbi Yossi says in the Mishnah in Brachas, Hakori, Shema, Velo, Yishmiel, La'azno, Yatza. Somebody reads Shema and does not hear it, he's not Mashmiel, La'azno, Yatza, he's still Yossi, Rabbi Yossi, Amar, Lo, Yatza. Yod says, you're not Yotze, and that's the Shita of our Mishnah, that a Cheresh, that cannot hear, is not, Yo cannot be Motzi someone in Megillah. Says the Gemara, Mimaydir Rabbi Yosihi. How do we know that our Mishnah is Rabbi Yosi, Vidi'evin Namilo? And that's what the Tanakhama means, that Vidi'evin is no good? Dilma Rabbi Yehudahi. And maybe the Tanakhama is Rabbi Yehudah Shita. V'lachadchila Hudalo, and it's only on a level of Chadchila. Hadi'evin Shapertami. Vidi'evin, he would be able to lane for others. And be Yotze. So where's the Los Alkadaitach? You can't say that. Tani, Cheresh Dumi Deshot of a Katan. Because all three are in that phrase. Mashot of a Katan, the Evanami Lo, of Cheresh, the Evanami Lo. Just like the others two are for sure. Lav B'nei Da'as. Therefore, they're not Yotze even with the Evan. So too, Cheresh. Vedema Hakadisa Vakadisa. Maybe no, each one is referring to a different halachas. The Gemara says, no. Next line of the Mishnah. You want to say from that line itself, there's no riot? Look at the next line. Tani Seifa. Rabbi Yehuda Machshav Akatan. Michal Dereisha Lav Rabbi Yehuda Hi. If the second line is Rabbi Yehuda, the first line can't be Rabbi Yehuda. Says the Gemara. The Bach takes out the next a line and a half. Vidilma Kula Rabbi Yehuda Hi. Vitrei Gavni Katan Ktani La. Maybe it's both. The Mishnah is all Rabbi Yehuda and it's two types of Ktanim. Vichisra Mechsra Vahachik Ktani. Hakol Ksheirin Likros is a Megillah. Chus mi Cheresot of a Katan. Everybody can read the Megillah except for Cheresot of a Katan. Amed from Amur and Mekan Shlo Yigiel Chinuch. That's only by a little Katan. Avol Mekan Shigiel Chinuch. Afilu Lechadchila Shabu the Machshav a Katan. Maybe that is the Shita, and our Mishnah is all Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Okay, we'll have to talk more about this with Hashem tomorrow. We talk more about the mitzvah of Chinuch and more about the idea of Hashma'a La'aznav. Okay, we'll stop here.